We all know someone like this. They are at work early every single day. They stay late. They're called like the backbone of the team. Then they go on vacation. Everybody else in the office gets worried because how is work going to get done without this person? This person is Mr. or Mrs. Independent, and their motto is, man, I'm just going to send one more email. I'm just going to make one more call. I'm going to make one more sale. Unknowingly, this person is going down a path that is going to lead to their breaking point. Out of the blue, something is going to happen. They're going to have a crash. I'm not saying this to be mean, but they could fall ill or have some sort of a mental breakdown or something of the sort. That person could be a peer at work. This person could be a family member who we know just works way too hard. Or that person could be you. And if it is, I don't want you to get offended because on this episode of the Parallel Success Podcast, we discuss how professionals can earn more, save more time by balancing full-time work and pursuing further studies. We are discussing how can you avoid the burnout trap. For those of you who have already fell into the burnout trap, we're also going to discuss how you can escape it as well. So no fear. But by the end of this episode, I want you to be able to spot the symptoms of burnout, avoid it, so that you and everyone you know, everyone you care about, your peers, can no longer be overly stressed and burned out. As is the custom, we have to, tackle this in a systematic way slash scientific way. What is burnout? Well, burnout is clearly defined as a state of emotional, physical, or mental exhaustion that is caused by stress. So, three different facets. It could be physical burnout, emotional burnout, or even mental burnout. Yes, I think I have experienced at least two of these three. I won't say which they are. Wink, wink, emotion, sad tears, cry eyes. And it comes with certain symptoms. It could be that you have disrupted sleep, you have a poor sleep schedule. It could also be that you have frequent headaches, your immunity is low, so you're often getting sick, catching colds, right? In more severe cases, in like worst case scenarios, burnout can actually lead to things like heart disease and like mental health disorders. And a lot of us are burnout and is going undiagnosed. We are burnout and we don't know we're burnt out. But who are more likely to feel burnt out than others? Who are the persons who are going to be more susceptible to burnout than everybody else? Well, I like scientific studies on this show. I like the science. I don't like to speak from my own thoughts and opinions. I actually want like what the evidence says. But there's a journal that I'm going to reference. The journal is by the American Journal of Cardiology. They investigated burnout among cardiologists, persons who in the medical profession usually have a lot to do, who have long hours, etc. And they found that these persons in particular always had high levels of stress. The key takeaway in this journal that was published: burnout is more often seen in careers and professions that have high stress, which makes a lot of sense based on what we defined it as. So those who are in medicine, who have to work long hours, again, some business industries as well, because they have very tight deadlines. Like if you're an accountant and you have a couple of clients and it's tax season, you have to get everybody done. So I'm not saying anything that we all didn't know. Persons who are overly stressed usually get burnt out, right? In addition to the symptoms that we mentioned, are there any other effects that those who are burnt out can suffer? Well, there is actually. I'm going to reference another study, burnt out and cortisol. Evidence for a lower cortisol awakening response in burnout patients. For those who don't know what cortisol is, it is a hormone in your body that helps regulate stress. So, this study kind of pursued the psychological effects that burnout has. And what it found is that many people, when they're burnt out, they say, I'm so exhausted, I'm mentally tired. Many times I have come home from work and I feel like mentally burnt out because my brain has been going the entire day. I've been speaking to patients the entire day, working them up, trying to figure out maybe what their diagnosis could be. Are they taking their medication as they should? All these questions you have to ask from patients before they get to the doctor. But this study showed that burnout doesn't only manifest itself in emotional and mental ways. As we said before, burnout can be physical too. Persons who were suffering from burnout, they actually had lower levels of cortisol, which means that, yes, the body is, you know, created to undergo a certain amount of stress, but cortisol has helped to, you know, bring that stress under control. If you have less cortisol, you're going to be even more stressed. So persons who are burnt out are more susceptible to stress. So they're already overstressed and they're susceptible to getting stressed more. Persons who are burnt out are overstressed, but in addition, they are likely to get even more stressed the next time they encounter stress. So getting burnt out is kind of like this self-fulfilling cycle. Well, until this podcast episode. But there is a way to overcome it. Obviously, you have to set realistic expectations for yourself. If you're taking on too much at work, you're only one person. If you're doing a job of 2 and 3 people, you're going to be stressed because you don't have the capability to multiply yourself, or you're not an octopus with extra limbs, you know? And yes, I know to all of those people saying, but it's my company and my organization and they don't want to change the situation. Okay, well, probably you need to have a very difficult conversation with your employer or your organization, because your health is a lot more important than your day-to-day job. In addition to trying to lighten your load at work, there are actually a lot more ways that you could use to try to overcome this burnout and ensure it doesn't happen again. First thing, when you see these symptoms in the first place, do not ignore them. So you're realizing you're getting a lot more sick often. Everything seems to bother you and you are very easily irritable more than usual. Yes, there are some of you who are just miserable people, but when you're feeling a little extra miserable, and I just don't mean a sprinkle more, like I mean a significant amount more irritable and miserable, that should set off alarm bells. However, there is even something else you can do. As I said, I love studies. And I mentioned, and this is the third study I mentioned, wow, that means that a lot of research went into this podcast. This study is called, again, I'm going to explain it, so don't feel that all these big words confuse you. The relationship between job demands and turnover intention, the mediating effect of perceived efficacy in overcoming the COVID-19 pandemic. Long story short, the relationship between how much people have to do at work, how often they quit, and how they thinking they could overcome a challenge helped them in the pandemic. So obviously it focused on the pandemic and how persons in the pandemic who had a little more on their plate, how they perceived the challenges around the pandemic, the challenges, the increasing workload, actually had a relationship with if they got stressed or not, or their, you know, their turnover, the amount of people who ended up resigning. At the conclusion of this study, they'll realize that if persons thought that they could handle more stress, they actually could. So the belief that you could overcome a stressful situation or you could handle it well had a direct relationship to if you could actually overcome said stressor. So how could we use this? Well, it's not tricking ourselves into thinking we could do something, because if I tell myself, oh my gosh, I have the belief that I could, you know, I could move a mountain. Yes. Of course, that's not going to happen. However, if you put things in place where you can tell yourself, okay, I may not be able to handle this completely now, but with a little more training, with a little better time management, going into work with a very different mindset, I think there's a possibility that I could achieve this thing. So it's not impossible, but if I put a couple of things in place, for sure, I may be able to do this. Another way we could reinforce the idea that we can overcome this is by community, relying on others, ensuring that we speak to others, communicate the challenges we're having, and maybe they can give us encouragement, motivation, even ways that we could address our burnout at work and be more efficient, which makes us have more confidence in ourselves when we get put into a stressful situation. And the last two ways in which I want to discuss with persons who suffer from burnout or approaching burnout, we also know that physical exercise is very key, because with reference to the same cortisol that I mentioned before, cortisol helps mitigate stress, helps regulate stress inside the body. When we work out, we increase our levels of cortisol. We feel less stressed, relaxed, you know, more at ease, more at peace, definitely. However, there are some persons that the advice that I have given throughout this episode that it still will not help them. If they set realistic expectations, if they are on the lookout for the symptoms of burnout, if they rely on their community, talk to their employer, all this sort of stuff, they may still feel burnt out. Some of us just need professional help. And that is the truth. So, if after trying to implement some of these changes, these beliefs, these patterns, these habits, you still have not broken free from the burnout trap, please do go and seek the advice, the intervention of a medical professional. Burnout is really easy to slip into. I myself, wow. Currently, I have a day job where I work part-time. I have a business on the side. I create content for the business. I still have to market the business. I still have to actually tend to the people who I'm coaching within the business, because it's mainly a coaching business right now, and having, you know, some sort of a social life. Yeah, I have a lot on my plate. But what I had to do recently is to create systems so that I do not have to work as hard. So for the episodes now, I'm using something called Gling.ai. It costs about $15. What it's going to do is going to help me edit these videos a lot faster. It's going to take out all the ums and the unnecessary mess ups that I make on a constant basis that you guys don't hear because I edit them out. Last episode was a little too heavily edited. It was like no pauses, but it also takes out the prolonged pauses as well, right? I now have a system so that I do not have to do as much work. I have eased the load on myself. How else do I do it? I talk to my friends regularly. Bro, if you see me got bags on top of bags in my eyes and like I look like disheveled, all right, sorry, people tell me I need to use more simple language. If I look like a zombie and that like I've been running on coffee for the last 48 hours, say something. I've also had to say no a lot more. I'm the sort of person who says or used to say yes to everything. I am available. Of course I can help you. Oh, you need help with X and Y? Sure. You need my advice? I'll make myself available. Nope. I'm not saying I don't help people at all, but I prioritize myself and my health before I can help anybody else. You can't pour from a cup that is empty. If you keep pouring into other cups, into other people, and you're not pouring into yourself, your cup is going to run empty, you're going to get burnout, and something like is going to happen. Again, it may just be start with mental, emotional burnout, but it's going to have physical effects too, physical ramifications. You could get really, really ill. And I don't want that for myself. So prioritize yourself. You know what I mean? Yes, your job is important, but it's not more important than your health and your peace of mind and your emotional health, your physical health, your mental health. It is so very important. As has been the case on these recent podcast episodes, I do have a listener shout out. The listener shout out goes to my good friend, Nathan Blenman. Me and my boy was in the car hanging out yesterday. He was like, bruh, yo, I listened to the podcast episode with Dr. Jade and was like, so cool. Like, I didn't know like all those things about your business. And she was so honest and like, she really talked about it in a good way. Like, you're doing good stuff, man. Keep it up. I was like, oh my goodness. My friends are supporting me. Like, yes, like we have done it, guys. But anyhow, yes. So, bro, Nathan, big shout out to you. Appreciate you. Love my guy. You know he's my homie. So, if you are interested, this is actually not the first episode I've ever done on burnout. Episode 12 of this podcast talks about how I overcame my personal struggles with burnout. And that is definitely a good watch or listen as well.
I want you to transform your academic experience. And the best way that you could do so is by joining our free course, the 21-Day Stress-Free Scholar. In this course, you're going to learn the essential study techniques, time management strategies, and even personal development skills to excel in school while maintaining your overall well-being. You can enroll now for free and kickstart your journey to academic success at weblearnt.com. weblearnt.com. See you there.